What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello and welcome. You already know who this is. He just said my name. You ever have one of those days where you're like, everything seems a little bit foggy and slow? Yeah, that's today. So we'll see what we can do for you today. for the last 4 weeks, we've been talking about the five elements of intimacy. And the five elements of intimacy are honor, trust, gratitude, allowance, and... Uh-oh. See, that's what I just said. I just said I'm having a foggy day. So, I just totally blanked on number five. That is so funny. Anyway, vulnerability, right? Vulnerability, honor, trust, allowance, and gratitude. And last week we talked about allowance and how everything is... just allowance means everything is just an interesting point of view. We all have our points of view about things, and you can let them stop you or you can let them go. It's kind of like, when we're talking about, like, would you rather be right or would you rather be free? And a lot of people say instantaneously, they'll say, I'd like to be free, but then their actions aren't really that. And it's not a judgment. It's just like, that's just a fact, right? And I'm no different. I've definitely had my moments of like, yeah, no, I really want to be free in this area, but I'm not willing to change my points of view, or I'm not willing to see them as interesting points of view. So I guess I'm more invested in being right. Well, that segues into the five elements of intimacy. Allowance segues us right into gratitude. And let's just start today's show by taking our deepest barriers down, even the ones we don't know about. Push them down, pull them down. They can just be instantly gone, disappear. The cool thing about barriers, if you're really attached to them, you can put them back up. I'm just inviting you to try taking them down even just for the next hour and see what that might create for you in your life. What might you be more aware of and more receptive to if you weren't behind your walls and barriers? And if you really want to have your walls and barriers up, by all means. That's the beauty of life and living in this world at this time, is you have free will, free choice. You can choose what works for you. And if you'd like to try something different, you could try that. But I wanted to start there today, because gratitude is a great tool for receivership. But a few calls back, if you remember, if you were listening then, if you have your walls and your barriers up, you can't receive very much. You might get a little bit, through the cracks. You might get a little bit over the top or, underneath or going around, whatever. But the amount that you can receive when your deepest barriers are down is like immeasurable. So what I mean by that is, if your deepest barrier is down, your walls are down, can you or can you not perceive and receive everything. But if you have walls and barriers up, chances are you're filtering what you want to receive, what you can receive. A lot of times we put walls and barriers up because we're not wanting to be aware of something. Because it's truthfully, awareness doesn't mean that everything is rainbows, puppies, and unicorns. So, and if you can be completely aware of everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you can also receive the energetic contribution that all of those things are. And now we'll take it a step farther. What if everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you could find gratitude for? What? Might you be able to receive even a little bit more? Because what if everything is conspiring for you, never against you? Everything is working out for your highest and greatest good, even if you can't see how. So if you're aware of something that's not so great, what's right about that you're not getting? What can you be grateful for about that? So I know something for me over the years. I'm probably one of those tenacious planners. I wasn't always that way. I definitely, in my younger years, was often late and didn't have any real concept of time. And then I had one of the very first Palm Pilots. And I used to plan every single little thing in my life, right? But every single thing, what the challenge was inside of that wasn't the planning part. Because you can plan, you can schedule, you could have a calendar that you stick to really well. But the challenge for me at that time when I first started doing this was I was very attached to my calendar happening when I scheduled it and wanted it to happen. So let's say there was a class I wanted to take and I would get really attached to having that class happen at the time that I wanted it to happen. There's not really much of a question in that, is there? So I had already determined when the best time was for me to take that class, and I wanted to take it. And truthfully, that point of view, another interesting point of view, but that point of view got me in debt twice. A fair amount, $60,000 in debt twice in my life. Because I wanted it and I wanted it now and I was willing to go into debt for whatever I wanted. But then I also had to like spend all that time getting myself out of debt. So now, fast forward, I don't know, last time I was in debt that much, 15 years. And I live a very different life. I live with the point of view that, and it's just a point of view. So again, take it or leave it. If it's life for you, it might be true for you. And if it's heavy, it's not true for you, throw it out. But for me, if I have a target saying that I want to become this sort of a facilitator, or I want to go to this class, or I want to do this, I noticed for me that if I let go of the how and the when, it always happens. And I always have the cash for it. But I had to learn to let go of the how and the when and enter more into the knowing that it would happen, but that the timing was completely up to the universe. And yeah, sometimes the timing definitely is not happening as fast as I would like it to, or happening in the time frame that I would like it to. And yet, in those times when I really look at, is this working out? Like, if the universe is conspiring for me, which I do firmly believe, then even the things that don't work out in the time frame that I have them mapped out, that I wanted them to work out, that's working out in my favor too. So a great example of this is becoming an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. When I first found Access Consciousness 7 years ago, did my first bars class, changed my whole world. Access Consciousness, the bars. You want any tool that can change, I mean, it has the potential possibility of changing everything in your life. And at worst case scenario, you'll feel like you had a great massage. And there's bars facilitators and practitioners and teachers all over the world. So, but if I, at that time, that very first class, I was like, how do I learn to facilitate this? And I did what it took to become a bars facilitator. And then as soon as I was a bars facilitator, I was like, okay, I want to be an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. And I would have loved to have done it all in that first year. And it took me 4 years? 4 years. 4 years to actually have it happen. Because I surrendered the time. And I surrendered the how. Because I didn't have all the resources. I didn't have an unlimited amount of money in my bank account. And I wasn't willing to go into debt anymore, because I'd already done that twice. I was like, nah, I'm good. So this time I went, okay, yes, I'm having this. Yes, I know that I'm going to be an Access Consciousness certified facilitator, and I surrender to the how and the when. And truthfully, in those 4 years, I grew so much. I worked through so much. I changed so much. I had so many interesting points of view I had to destroy and uncreate. I had the beliefs about trying to find the one in my life. I had to destroy and uncreate that and realize that I'm the one that I've always been looking for. There was a lot of things in my life that really needed to change by using the Access Consciousness tools, and needed to change before I was even ready to be an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. And even when I became a CF, I would say that I, even for the first year, I didn't really facilitate yet. I still was working through some stuff. I was learning some stuff. I was applying the tools. And I still am. I mean, I'm a work in progress. I'm definitely growing right alongside of every one of you. And I have not arrived anywhere. The good news is I don't think there's anywhere to arrive to, so I think we're all off the hook. And if there is, then I'm probably not ever going to make it. But what I started to realize inside of that was that I really wanted to trust the universe and trust the timing and know that it was going to work out for my highest and greatest good. And so I really had to be grateful for the tools and the things that I had at that time to work through things, to learn things, to grow, to expand, to change. So if gratitude is the greatest tool of receivership, increasing our receiving, gratitude also means it already happened. So can you be grateful for the future you know is coming, even if it hasn't actualized yet? Now I'll ask that again, and we'll go ahead and clear some energy around it too. Can you be grateful for the future you know is coming, even if it's not actualized yet? Because that gratitude does two things. It brings it closer, sooner, faster. And it also has you being grateful for where you are right now. Knowing that you're headed to that target that you have in your future. Excuse me. So what is one area in your life that you think you're the most challenged in? It could be money, it could be relationships, it could be your body, it could be anything, right? But what's your most challenged spot? And can you find gratitude for where you are? Gratitude for where you are is the very first step in changing it. Gratitude for where you are is the first step to receiving more. Changing more. And anything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive all that, we destroy and uncreate at times of God's light. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons. So over the break, I want you to take a pen and a piece of paper and write down what is the one area you think you're the most challenged in. And find something you can be grateful for about that right now. If you'd like to call in, you can call 202-570-7057. I'd love to hear from you. Here, talk to you on the other side of the break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
welcome back. We're talking about gratitude today, and I have to be grateful today. I don't actually feel very well today, so it's like it's a great test to, okay, so what can I be grateful for right now? I can be grateful for the fact that I get to be here talking to you, and I can be grateful for the fact that I woke up this morning, and I can be grateful for the fact that my car's getting fixed. So right before the break, I said, you know, what is the area that you think you're the most challenged in? And can you be grateful for where you are at in order to change that? And I'll say a little bit more about that before I kind of dive into a different way of looking at gratitude. But let's say you're somebody who really wants $1 million and really wants a lot of money in your life. Can you be grateful for the penny that you have in your hand? Can you be grateful for the money you do have, even if it's just a little bit? Because like I said a little bit back, the gratitude helps things grow. It's almost like gratitude's fertilizer for the things that you've planted, right? And let's say you plant a seed under the earth, and you don't sit there every time, you know, every day and dig the seed up and go, stupid seed, why are you not growing yet? Like, that would be very counterproductive. It would probably either never grow or grow a lot slower. But if you just were grateful for that seed that's been planted, grateful for that peace in your life, whatever it is, that gratitude is the fertilizer that helps that to grow. So let's say you've planted the seed of $1 million and you covered it with dirt, right? And you're like, okay, and you're fertilizing it with gratitude and you're watering it and you're taking care of it and you're giving it sunlight, right? You're nurturing it so that it can grow. How many of you know, I know this very personally, I actually have a very personal relationship with my plants and my flowers. I just really love the earth, and I love my plants, and I am so grateful for them, and I get really excited when they get new leaves, and I get really excited when they get new flowers, and most people, you know, most people who see it, you know, oh, that's cute, whatever, but I know that that gratitude that my plants, my orchids, they last a way longer than normal orchids should, and then they come back way sooner, which I love, because on the average for orchids is actually every 6 months. And then I am grateful for my plants, and they grow and they thrive. So what if everything in your life you treated like you would treat a plant? Like, that you'd water it and you'd make sure it had sunlight, and if you're like me, you'd love it and be grateful for it and talk to it. Yes, I talk to my plants. And I'm okay with that. Truthfully, I'm grateful for that part of me, because I actually really do am very grateful for the earth and everything that she gives us all the time. And my plants are no exception. But I mean, have you seen, all right, so, oh, another great example. Dr. Emoto was the guy who did the water molecule tests. So he would put words like love and gratitude, appreciation, acknowledgement, you're doing great, things like that on water bottles. And the water molecules would make these beautiful, they almost look like snowflakes, but they would shape themselves into these snowflakes. But then if you put something like hate and ugly and that sort of thing on the bottles, then the water molecules would turn, they'd look like mud. They'd turn like all warped and muddy, and but not this like pristine, pretty. And these are water molecules. So it's the same with everything. even money is just an energy. So can you be grateful for, can you nurture and grow the money that you already have simply by being grateful for it, grateful for what you have? So let's say you have a challenge with your body. Like you're not the weight you'd like to be, you're not as tall as you'd like to be, you're not, like, there's something that you have that you've already deemed that you don't like about your body, right? Is there something about your body that you can be grateful for? So back when I learned this about the body, like, you know, your thoughts can create your reality. So when I realized I couldn't say something nice to myself in the mirror, I kind of stopped looking at myself in the mirror. And then I realized, well, that was avoidance and that really wasn't creating what I wanted to create. So I started to find the things that I did want to be grateful for, or I could be grateful for. You know, like, wow, I really like the color of my eyes. Cute butt. Like, whatever it is for you, right? You find some people have really cute feet, you know, really great nails, really great hair. There's something. I guarantee there's something about you that you do like. And can you acknowledge that now? Can you be grateful for that now? I mean, I'm grateful that my legs work and that I can run and hike and walk and do yoga and, like, whatever. I that my body can move. There are some bodies that can't move anymore. So what is it about your body that you can be grateful for? What is it about anything? I'm just using these as examples because these are kind of common areas where people have their own challenges in. And then finding just the slightest thing to start to fertilize the seed, to start to fertilize the change that you desire. The change that you desire, the thing that you've been asking for, whether it's to have a healthier body or a thinner body or, like, more money in the bank or a better business, better relationships, more, like, those are the seeds. Those are the pieces of change that you've asked for, that you've planted in the ground and then covered them with dirt. And now, are you nurturing those seeds of change that you've asked for? And if you haven't been, can you start now? The great news is it's never too late. You can start nurturing and being grateful for them now. So gratitude is, I'm going to change gears just a little bit and talk about gratitude for you. Gratitude is different than love. So I think we all know this. If you love someone, you can also hate them at the same time. Like, it's not uncommon for people to go, yeah, I love them, but I hate them too. Like, right. However, it is really hard to be grateful for somebody and hate them too in that moment. Like, if you can find gratitude for people in your life, right? But I wanted to turn that to the kind of the key of the five elements of intimacy is, can you see the same thing is true about you? So are you treating yourself, are you in this love-hate sort of a thing? I love this and I hate this, I love this and I hate this. Judging yourself, lots of interesting points of view, right? Like we talked about last week. And what if you could be grateful for you instead? Instead of, I hate my thighs, I hate how much I weigh, I hate whatever, I hate this about me, I hate that I'm not present or I'm mean or whatever. And then even loving often is the opposite of that. So when you're loving, you're like, oh, I love this about me. You're positively judging yourself, which we talked about before. And now, what if you just found gratitude? Gratitude for you. Gratitude for your body. Gratitude for your money. What is it that you're grateful for? And let's just say, let's practice one. So go ahead and take one thing that you can think of that you're grateful for. And it could be something really small to start, right? Like I said, you can be grateful that you can breathe the air that you breathe. You can be grateful for the fact that you can walk, that you woke up this morning. You know, not everybody actually woke up this morning, but you did. At least I think you did, because you're here. Maybe. Is anyone out there? Awesome. So, what is the one thing that you can be grateful for? And when you think about that one thing that you can be grateful for, did you instantly hear a yeah, but attached to it? Like, I'm grateful for the air that I breathe, or that I can breathe air. Yeah, but I live in a smoggy town. But actually it negates everything that you just acknowledged and said. It's almost like digging up the seed and saying, oh, I can dig up the seed here and see if it's growing. Why aren't you growing? Judging it for not growing. So that brings me back to last week's tool, where if you heard a yeah, but, that's when you would say, okay, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Because judgment stops the growth. Judgment stops the fertilization and the watering and the nurturing and the kindness. Judgment stops what's possible. But interesting point of view then takes you out of the judgment. So let's take another thing. Let's just imagine there's something you're grateful for about you. Let's keep it about you right now. It's easier for us to be like, you know, projecting it outward. But since it's the five elements of intimacy with you, would you find one more thing that you're grateful for you for? Maybe you're kind. Maybe you're altruistic and you really desire to change the world and, you know, have people live better lives. And maybe you're just grateful that the sun is shining and you can feel the warmth on your face today. Okay? It doesn't have to be anything major. I'm just saying, like, examples. Things that you can be. Maybe you're kind. You could just say, I'm grateful for my kindness. And again, the minute you acknowledge that, if you hear yourself say, yeah, but, that's when you want to pull out your tool from last week and say, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Because everything that stops you from creating the life and living you truly desire is the judgments that you keep putting on yourself. So you can't, but you can stop them in their tracks by interesting point of view. And then getting back to the gratitude for you. And however that looks. So everything that has it allowed you Everywhere where you haven't allowed yourself to be grateful for you, would you now destroy and uncreate at times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Everywhere where you innately bought the lie that you were wrong, bad, evil, and anyway, would you now revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, announce, destroy, and uncreate at all times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere where you haven't been willing to be grateful for you, for your body, for your money flows, will you destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. When we take this next break, I want you to take out that pen and piece of paper again, and maybe grab it for the first time if you didn't do it the first time. And during the break, write down three things that you are grateful for about you. And if you get a yeah, but attached to any of those things that you write down, that's when you pull out your tool and say, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate at times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to call in 202-570-7057. And I'll talk to you after the break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello. Welcome back. I have a special guest here today that decided to pop in and
special you mean by like not like special special not
like
short bush we got to wear a helmet to work special, you know, not that I got anything. There are probably days that I should wear a helmet to work, you know, just in case.
Which of course is perfect in this whole like being grateful for you.
I'm grateful for me. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning. I thought that was awesome, by the way. Yes, I was listening, and yes, I was super grateful that I got to wake up this morning. Ah, man.
Sometimes it's just the little things. You got to be thankful you rolled out of bed.
You know, if I, you know, and really, it really is the little things, because it's the little things that stack up. Because if I can be I can really be grateful for the little joys and gems that come up in my day, even from a crunchy conversation with my 17-year-old, you know, where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I remember when I was 17 and I knew everything too, you know. and then at the end of the conversation, I'm just like, you know, I'm just grateful that I actually got to have a conversation. I'm grateful for a kid that would actually talk to me. Mm. You know, because Lord knows there's lots of times and lots of parents that don't. You know, they love their kid to be able to talk to them, whether it was a crunchy, opinionated conversation, or I mean, just anything. Hey, if they could just pull their head out of their phone or their Xbox for 10 seconds to do anything but shovel food into their pie hole, it'd be awesome. And I'm grateful for all of it. But and I guess that was kind of a question that I had, you know, is what can I do to find more gratitude in my day? Because there are those points for me anyway that come across that it's here in the last week with work, there's been different things that come up that have not been the most positive things, you know, cancellations of contracts and just challenges and, you know, financial hiccups and things like that. And things, of course, you know, why doesn't everything move as fast as I want it to move, you know? So I guess that would really be maybe some tricks, some tips, some things that I can kind of keep in the front of my brain as I'm running into those things in life.
Awesome. Great question. Thank you for that. Yeah, you know, truthfully, the first thing I would do in the situation for myself is, you know, what can I be grateful for about here? What is it that I am grateful for about here? There's also in Access Consciousness, they talk about what's right about this I'm not getting. Because the minute you go into judging something as wrong or bad, remember in the beginning of the conversation mm-hmm. today, I was saying, well, not that everything's working out in our favor, even if we can't see how it's working out in our favor. So asking that question, what's right about this I'm not getting? You may get an awareness, you may not, but it's an open-ended question that says, okay, there is something right about this. I just can't see it right now. There is something working out in my favor right now. I just can't see it right now. And what can I be grateful for? And maybe it's just like taking a moment and going, okay, I'm still breathing. I'm still alive, you know?
I got a shot.
Yeah, right.
I got a shot, man. Wow. Yeah, there are days like that where that's pretty much the only thing that I got. It's like, well, I got another shot.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I'll even say this about money. A lot of people think that they really desire a lot of money. The truth is most people desire what they think a lot of money will bring them, whether that's freedom, whether that's greater ease, more choice, more possibilities. It doesn't matter. It's not the money that they want so much. It's what they think that that's going to give them. So in an instant that, let's say, a contract doesn't come through and you're not getting, I'm guessing that's attached to money somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When it doesn't come through, it gets canceled. It actually usually is a red money number, a negative money number.
Oh, so it actually even takes money away. Oh, wow.
Money away. Right.
Wow, it's not even a zero. Right, it's like a negative.
It's like a, hey, you remember that money? Yeah, I'm taking it back.
Gotcha. Okay. So in those instances, what if even those things were working out in your favor?
Okay. Don't resist it. Okay.
Great.
Exactly. First boy's man.
So everything that brings up and lets down, we destroy and create a ton of good things.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons. And, you know, thank you for asking this, Joseph. It's a really great question because, you know, for me, it's a muscle. It's definitely not something that came really easy and really quickly for me to like start to get that every single thing was working in my favor. However, I will say, look back at the last, how old are you?
46-ish?
Seven.
Seven this year.
Okay.
Yeah, almost.
Okay.
Yes, 46 right now.
So look back at the last 46 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see some things that at the time you thought were really crappy, that they were not
Oh,
good,
yeah. Yeah, right? No, I can think about them.
And can you see that everything that happened worked out in your favor?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Wow. That had some energy tied to it.
Everything matters. We destroy and create it.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and meows. And almost all of us can do that. If you really look back and go, okay, so, you know, I dated that person or I married that person and I thought they were the one and I really wanted to spend the rest of my life with them. Even Garth Brooks sings a song about it. Like, and he's so grateful that she wasn't the one, because it turned out that he met somebody even better. You know, like, I don't remember the song. Anybody who does country music.
Wait, it's a country song about losing a woman? Wow, there's a stretch. And his dog, and his money, and his Bible, and his pickup truck.
Well, you know what happens when you play country music backwards, right?
You get them all back. Right? It's like, how does it get better than that? It's like, yeah.
But anyway, side note, squirrels. Yes. Don't mind us.
It'll buy you a boat.
And a Yeti one, too.
And silver bullets. That's right. That's what money will get you. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but it may not buy you happiness, but it'll buy you
a boat. But it'll buy you a boat. That's right. And right. Try to be smiley. Try to not be smiley when you're riding a jet ski. It doesn't work. I'm telling you.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
So anyway, looking back at your life, mm-hmm. can you see how every single one of those moments worked out in your favor? If for no other reason that every one of those spots got you to here, right here, right
now.
Oh,
yeah. No, it's there's definitely that.
Cool. So that's how you start to find gratitude. Okay, so, you know, how can I be grateful for this? What's right about this I'm not getting? How is this working out in my favor? Because it is.
Hmm.
Right?
Hmm. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. It does. I call it all joy and be grateful. Just, I guess that's... So even when I get sent into beyonds on different things,
mm-hmm.
it's the same thing. So if I get, you know... get my edges pushed, you know, and, you know, like looking at my whether it be finances or relationship or whatever, it's handled the same way. Just
well, let's use your beyond.
Okay.
So
financial beyond.
Okay.
You know, realization that I am that I'm not where I thought I was. You know, when you take that financial snapshot and you do your P&L and you're like, wait a second, that was not the direction that I was supposed to be going. This is not the correct answer.
Cool. Okay, so if, I'll say another part, if every choice you make creates awareness, what awareness did you gain from that?
Oh, if I continue down the path that I'm going down, it's not going to work out well at all. That I need to change something.
Okay. So did that actually motivate you to change something?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So can you see how that worked out in your favor?
I can. Yep.
So anything that has any of you out there and any of us, not saying everything is working out in your favor, and that there's something right about every single little thing we destroy and uncreate at times against life.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and humans.
Thanks.
Cool. More space, less space, same.
more. Now it's time to go ask more questions. How's it better than this?
Yes.
What else is possible?
Awesome. And yes, those are also great tools. Just back to the basics. If you guys are stuck on anything, what else is possible here that I haven't even considered? And right. How does it get any better? Great defaults.
That is awesome.
Cool. And is there something in your finances right now that you can be grateful for?
Oh, so many things. I mean, yeah, there's a laundry list of things I'm super grateful for in my finances. One of the big things is I'm grateful for, you know, for the joy of money and being able to do a 10% account, being able to create a half account. And that was such a gift, you know, listening to Gary Douglas and Simone Millicis talk about that. And that has certainly changed so much for me, is just being able to say, hey, you know what, even when everything is really sideways, it's not like the end of the world. I'm not ready to throw myself off of a building thinking this is the end. You know, there's a lot less trauma and drama around this stuff. It's, you know, definitely you're looking at things, I wouldn't say more maybe it's more maturely, I don't know. I think that it's just being able to, like you said, look and say, okay, yeah, I am definitely excited about the awareness of what, you know, what other things are there, because now I can take a step and say, okay, well, I've created my business a certain way for so many years, and it's created a certain thing. And it's funny that by the way, if you increase your expenses and you don't increase your income, it doesn't matter how much money you're making. It matters how much money you're keeping. So this is a lesson learned. I'm super fired up about that lesson. So it's like, what would it take to create more income?
That's awesome.
You know, so just being able to see some business basics, you know, money management 101.
Awesome. And that's a great point that you brought up. It's a little bit of a side note, but I could see how it might be helpful for people out there. There is a tool in Access Consciousness. We call it the Have Account. You take 10% of every dollar that you make and put it into a Have Account. Now, the Have Account isn't a spending account, and it isn't a savings account. It's not for a rainy day. Because if you have a savings account for a rainy day, you'll always have rainy days to spend it. Have Account is about honoring you, and it's about treating yourself with regard. And if you're taking 10% of every dollar you make and paying yourself first, you're saying that you value you, you matter. And truthfully, we've spent 5 weeks talking about the five elements of intimacy with you. You know, would you be willing to now value you enough to invest in you? And I will say the Have Account, like, knowing that I have money, even when there's no money to spend.
That's huge.
But it really does change the energy of vibration, because I am so grateful for that money that is in my Have Account. And I know that that money attracts more money. I also know that my gratitude for it attracts more money. It's like, it's this constant feeding and nurturing the seed of money. So if that's not a tool you've instituted in your life, or you've never heard it before, I highly recommend instituting that as even just this, like, the end of the five elements of intimacy with you. And where can you value you? Where can you put money away just for you, just for fun?
It's almost like it's the physical representation, or the physical, the physical representation of the five elements of intimacy. It's being able to, you know, I can tangibly see that account grow. I can tangibly see where, hey, I was, you know, I am more intimate with myself. I am being more vulnerable and real and true. And hey, I'm actually honoring me by putting that money aside, and that, and it has, it's changed. It's changed a ton for me, and I'm really looking forward to continuing to change for me, because really at the end of the day, it definitely has me looking at money differently. And that is, I mean, that's really where what I desire in my life is to change my stars, to change my reality. Because I know if I can change my reality, I can show other people the possibility to change theirs. And, you know, and it creates just space for other people to choose if I'm willing to choose for me.
Mm. Beautifully put. Thank you, Joseph. Yep, folks, if you desire more in your life, it begins with gratitude and acknowledgement for you. Next week, I'm so excited. I'll be interviewing a very special guest, Julie Tutton, and we'll be talking about the potency of beauty. Look forward to talking to you next week. Ciao.